This is Josh Elmore from Cattle Decapitation, and you're listening to Metal Speak.
Where does he think he's going?
When you gotta go, you gotta go.
Now, how you doing, Rox?
That is one big pile of shit.
It's Metal Speak with your host, Dangle.
That is the girl's lavatory.
Darren.
Jennifer poops at parties.
Raw Stewage.
I was close to being scared that time.
And Cody!
Oh, I'm going for fearsome here, but I just don't feel it. I think I'm just coming off as annoying.
Yes, welcome to Metal Speak.
Yay!
Huzzah!
Huzzah, indeed. We're going to be doing top five songs for getting eaten by a T-Rex while dropping a grumpy.
Yay!
Hell yay.
This is the one everyone's been looking for.
I think so.
Everyone's always wondering,
you know,
about
what
should I play?
We're at about the mid-year mark. I think it's, you know, we're going to jump the shark. This is the time to do it.
I was going to say something about jump. Yeah, it's not quite there, but at some point, the word jump and shark is going to come up in the top five. You know it. That'll be the last episode. Not quite there yet. This is somewhat legitimate. I mean,
somewhat.
Jurassic World's coming out like in a couple years, right?
And right.
Isn't the premise that Jurassic Park actually happened, right?
Yeah.
It's a legitimate theme park, so.
Yeah.
We might not be that far off, guys.
Mm. And then they come up with like a dinosaur that can, like, camouflage itself, yeah, right, or something.
Hybrid, yeah. T-Rex cuttlefish thing.
Yeah.
I read cuttlefish.
T-Rex
and
cuttlefish. Like, every time I hear cuttlefish, I think of the human Sentai pad.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm a Sonny-Daniel-son! I know. Yeah. Kyle-son, yeah. I want to eat the cuttlefish!
Yeah, well, he's like, you want me to eat a cuttlefish in asparagus or a vanilla paste? cuttlefish it is!
I'm a Sonny Kyle-son!
I'm a reading!
I want to eat a cuttlefish!
Yeah. That was great. One of the best.
Good comedy.
That should be a top five. Top
right.
Five for just being part of the human centipede.
Yeah. I still haven't had it. Have you had the guts to watch the second one yet?
No.
I haven't either.
No.
I thought about it. I've actually seen it on Netflix, and I'm like, man, I'm bored enough. And then I'm like, yeah.
I really enjoyed the first one. I thought it was so ridiculous. I just couldn't, like...
I don't think there was a need for the second one. Like, I haven't seen it either, but...
Yeah.
Well, the second one's supposed to be, like... kind of breaking the fourth wall. Like,
right, somebody watched the
guy
movie.
Watched the original and...
And then took it to the next level or whatever, right? Right.
Oh, I'm going to one-up this son of a bitch.
Yeah.
Right. America.
I'm going to put me a turbo diesel in there, too. Fuck yeah.
Yeah, it's got a Hemi.
Yeah, right.
See that there, Hemi Centipede? It's got a Hemi. Yeah. I'm telling you what, it's got the...
That's awesome. If you haven't seen Human Centipede, though, do yourself a favor and make sure you see the South Park episode first, because I think that's why I enjoyed it so much.
It could, like, be, because I...
When the guy busted out the diagram, and it looked exactly like,
yeah,
the diagram from South Park, I was like, oh, that's awesome!
I was like... The most absurd, like, when he's all serious down,
yeah,
there, and he's,
yeah,
like, in the basement, he's like, I am a doctor, I'm a surgeon, I perform many surgeries, and this is my dream that I've,
yeah,
always wanted, and he, like, rolls down the thing,
yeah,
and, you know,
he's, like, crudely drawn,
what the,
like,
fuck is this?
Yeah.
Like, that looks like a kid's drawing,
right,
on a refrigerator.
Yeah, yeah. That's exactly what I thought when I saw the South Park episode, because it's the exact same drawing, and I was like, well, clearly, if this was in the real movie...
It was better than this.
Yeah. It was more like a Da Vinci drawing.
Right.
No.
Right. So here's my blueprints.
Yeah. This is my step-by-step procedure.
Step one.
Potato.
So good.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's get going here. What's coming out next couple weeks, Jared?
What's coming out? So today we got the digital release, or was it yesterday? Digital release of the new Godflesh EP, which I have it in my Spotify queue. I haven't listened to it yet. New Sons of Aurelius, which their last album was phenomenal. I have that one in my Spotify queue too. I haven't checked that out, but. I think that's pretty much the only stuff worthy mention this week. Next week's a big week. We got the new Arch Enemy, War Eternal, Body Count, which the interwebs are going nuts over this one.
Wow.
With that was Ice-T's new project recorded by our friend Will Putney.
Did he really record it?
Shop. Yep.
Wow. Well, now I'm like kind of excited.
Yeah. Yep. So Ice-T. Apparently it's just over the top, just fucking shit talking and
really,
yeah. So
now, because I thought he'd like mellowed out, I almost thought he changed his name to Sweet Tea.
Sweet Tea, yeah.
No,
I don't know.
Sweet Tea,
that
new October file. This is kind of an industrialized metal band from the UK. Their last one was really good, so I'm looking forward to that one.
Is that FILE or PHILE?
FILE, yeah. Okay. Not PH,
not somebody that's like obsessed
in love
with October.
No. All right. No one who has a weird, creepy fixation on Peter Steele's corpse. Yeah. No,
that's exactly what I was thinking.
Pillory, Evolutionary Miscarriage, which I got 3 tracks into that one on Sunday. We got the promo on that from Earsplit, and that's actually really good. It is way better than the last one.
Who is it again?
They're called Pillory. I think they keep calling it a collective, but then in all the promo, it refers to it just being one guy. So, you know, I don't know if it's just him in the studio, and then he has a touring, you know, cadre that he takes along with him. But, yeah, it's really, you know, the last one, I mean, the last one was kind of like, you know, it's kind of the technical death metal where it's just kind of just wankery, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Whereas this one, There's a lot more hints of melody and there's a lot more structure to it.
Cool.
You know what I mean? So this one's really, really solid. So, Atlas Moth, The Old Believer, which if you haven't seen the press on this one, I want to go, I have their other two albums digitally, but I want to go get the physical because apparently, if you pull the liner notes out of this, the image and you dip it in water, the image on the front changes.
Really?
Yeah. And then when you pull it out, it'll dry off, and it'll go back to the original thing. So
look at them taking that writing, like incentive to buy the physical copy, right? To the next level.
Right?
We talked about shit like that. I think maybe not that specific. We were like, are they going to do some gimmicky thing where it's like,
ours, if you could tear apart the cover sheet and it's actually acid. So.
Yeah. Right.
Just tear little squares.
Yeah. No, I will say though, the Misery Index, the deluxe edition. I don't know why. I didn't even know there was a deluxe edition. I had this bug in my butt that I had to go get the physical. I listened to it on Spotify. I loved it. And I'm like, I have to go buy it. So I went down to Independent, and they had the standard issue for like $15, and they had the deluxe edition for like $22. And it was a little thicker package, but it had a bonus track, which is a Ministry cover, and then they had like a pin, like a big ass like metal pin. A patch, like 3 stickers, like just all kinds of shit. And it was, So
sometimes it's not like $8 for an extra track
right,
that someone else wrote.
Right, no.
Okay, cool.
No, there's actually some goodies in there. So it was, as far as, you know, providing the incentive for the physical, they're getting creative out there.
That's
so
good to know. I got the digital, the deluxe from iTunes.
From iTunes, yeah.
And I was just looking here. I don't know if. I'm sure it doesn't have like a digital patch and stuff. Yeah. But
so if you go get the physical, it doesn't have
hook this up to your 3D printer. And
yeah, just the just get the artwork.
Yeah,
that's cool though.
So, but yeah, so you got the Ministry track on there too. So, what else? We got new Tombs, Savage Gold, which I don't know why Relapse hasn't sent us the promo on that. Maybe they're waiting until the week of. They're kind of a post metal death thing going on. They're They've done. I have their other albums. It's good stuff. Blissfucker by Trap Them. I think we've got the promo on that. I haven't checked that out yet, but they're one of my they're one of my favorite bands too. So
everyone's my favorite band.
Vader. New one's coming out next week. Okay.
Is it new on this one? Or?
Yeah. Nice. Yeah, it's new.
Didn't they just have a new one last year? Year
no,
before?
It was 2011, I think.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Jesus.
So, Cody was messaging me about it. They had a full album stream either on YouTube or on Terrorizer or something like that, and he's really... But, you know, he's perpetually on Vader's dick.
Yeah.
So... that's pretty much everything that's coming out here in the next couple of weeks, so... June 10th is going to be 2 days before my birthday, because you guys want you to do some last-minute shopping on June 10th.
Well, I'm moving 3 days after your birthday, if you want to give a hand.
Give a hand? What kind of hand? Where are you moving to?
Just to a bigger place.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm gonna start
building guitars again.
Are you?
Yep.
All right, dude.
I'm giving it like 2 months before I'm fully set up again and rocking out.
Sweet.
Nice.
Yeah.
John needs to give you his guitar to look at. Okay. His Explorer.
Yeah.
He busted it out the other day, and it's like the strap is like duct tape to it, and there's so much duct tape on it. He's like, I think something's broken.
But
in
he
it
just
too.
Wants me to clean it, or like,
well, he thinks something's like
you
broken.
Get the duct
in
tape
too.
Off of this.
Yeah, that too. But yeah, I think he thinks something's broken in. I think, but anyway.
Okay.
Sweet.
Charged by the hour for duct tape.
Well, you almost charged me for my battery replacement issue. Did I tell you that? I was like, dude, my Ibanez is like quiet. When I plug it in, it's like really quiet. I don't get it. And then he's like, well, I'll take a look at it. And he calls me. He's like, you owe me $3 for a battery. Are you kidding me? I'm not retarded. I didn't even think about, well, because of the active electronics in the pickups. I know that. I totally forgot the time when I needed to know that and have that access to, oh, let me check the battery. Totally out of mind.
All I did,
Stewie, fix this for me.
I went home. I didn't even plug it in. Just went home, opened up, took out the battery, put another battery in, plugged it in. And then,
didn't you say the old battery was like starting to leak shit too?
Yeah, as soon as I opened it up, it was just like, that's it. Yeah.
I could have taken 2 seconds and realized myself. Totally forgot. I know it has a battery. Totally forgot.
Yeah, working at Guitar Center, I see much worse than that though all the time.
Well, that makes me feel better.
Just come in with the most absurd stuff. They like, I don't know how people manage to string guitars with the strings going to the wrong tuners and like just ridiculous shit. And they just like, I don't know. It's fucking. You sold me a broken guitar, dude. It's like it sucks, man. Well, just fuck, man. Do this, and then look. You have a working guitar. Took me 3 seconds. Yeah. Well, does the guitar suck because that happened? No.
You didn't ruin it yet. Maybe watch some YouTube tutorials on how to.
There's no sound
guitar.
Coming out. Did you turn it up? Oh, fuck.
Whoops.
Yeah.
Yeah. It could be worse. So that's good to know. Alrighty, Jared, you went to. Pretty sweet lineup show.
Yes, I did.
A couple weeks ago, I think.
Yeah, it was Fit for an Autopsy, Rivers of Nile, Revocation, Carnifex, Whitechapel, and Devil Driver.
Yeah,
so,
wow, big lineup.
It was a long night.
That was in Denver, right?
Yeah, I was up at the Summit, so...
Oh, nice.
It was a little bit of a shit show, because I fucking... For some reason, I read the Doors were at 6... somewhere, maybe on, I don't know. And then I just happened to be dropping a grumpy, checking Facebook, and I'm friends with Jeff Kendrick from Devil Driver on there, and he posted a list of the schedule, and it was like Doors at 5, Fit for an Autopsy at 5:50.
Oh.
And I was planning to get on the road at 5, because I was supposed to meet Pat at 6 for an interview, and I was like, okay, I don't think that's going to work, so... I had a quick last-minute arrangements for the child and, like, rush up to Denver. And I rolled into Lodo at, like, 5:50 when I knew they were starting, and there was a Rockies game on. Oh. So, trying to find parking.
Yeah.
I'm sitting there on Blake Street. I can hear them playing. Like, I'm in my car. I can hear them inside. I can hear Fit for an Autopsy in their plane.
That's the worst.
I end up trying to get my old in the old parking lot. That didn't work. I ended up taking a left turn on a wrong-way street. Turn around.
Whoops.
Because I'm just freaking out. Because I'm trying to whatever. So I go down. I end up finding $20 parking garage. And I end up running downstairs and, like, booking it to the venue. Get my tickets. So I only saw, like, their last three songs, I think. But those last three were solid. And they got Greg from the Devastated filling in, you know, since Nate left. I didn't miss a beat, killed it.
Nice.
You know, on the few songs that I heard. So I got to talk with him a little bit after the show. He's a really nice guy, really, you know, personable.
Sweet.
So, and of course, always good to see Pat and Hosian and the guys. So that was good. And then Rivers of Nile played after them. I was actually trying to get caught up on their stuff on the way up. I mean, I think we played one of their songs, Birth of the Omnisavior, on one of the, like, way back, like, maybe the end of 2011 or something like that.
Yeah, sounds familiar.
Really enjoyed, you know, the album on the way up, and their set was really good. I mean, they're kind of the, I think they were a little weird on this tour. I mean, I think this tour was a mixed bag as it was. You know, you kind of have your deathcore, you're got a, you know, super technical neo thrash with Revocation, you know, then, and then you're, you know, you're just straight out metal with Devil Driver. So, you know, it was a diverse lineup, but I think if someone put together a tour with Rivers of Nile, Immolation, Portal, and Ulcerate, and just call it like the Death Sludge Tour or something, you know, the creeping behemoth metal tour, I think it could work. Because, yeah, they just had that vibe, you know what I mean? Just that oppressive fucking, you know.
Nice.
Yeah, so just that massive wall of sound that, you know, kind of like Ulcerate and Immolation have going on, so.
Yeah,
cool. That was good stuff. All their songs are long, so they only play like three. but I felt bad because they got, their trailer got broken into in St. Louis. Somebody popped the lock on their trailer and stole a bunch of their computers and stuff like that. So I made sure to buy a shirt and some other stuff from them. So
cool.
So I think they're out and still on the road. If you got a couple bucks, pitch them, you know, support. They could use it. And then Revocation got up there and fucking killed it. I just watching Dave Davison is never bad. Like I think I mentioned on Facebook, if I played guitar with any aspiration towards greatness, watching him live would make me rage quit. I would just like, you know, totally. Fuck it. It's never gonna happen. I'm never gonna ever be that fast. Ever.
Him and Steve Vai, you're just like something's not like human. Yeah, you're doing something like some ritual or something, like, don't tell me it's just practice.
Well, what kills me so and here's the thing. So like if you just look at stage presence, like, and I think we've talked about this before, like with Michael Keane from The Faceless.
Oh yeah.
Brilliant guitar player. But he's so, like, just rigid and just fucking, and he's got to concentrate on every little thing he's doing. And fucking Dave is just up there, like, he's just partying out, and it's just no big deal.
He's one with the guitar.
Yeah.
As soon as his mind thinks,
he's just singing, and he's moving, and you're like, how are you that coordinated? How does your brain
not fuck move up that like fast? Every other note when you're just like... It looks so loose, but he's so tight. It's
right.
Like, it's not natural, I'm telling you.
The guy was like a ninja in his past life.
Exactly,
like,
it's ninja guitar playing. That's exactly
what you sit at home and catch flies with chopsticks? Like, is this what you...
Yeah.
He knocks him out with guitar picks?
Yeah, I was going to say...
Right?
Yeah.
Seriously.
Dull guitar picks.
Chopping him in half.
Yeah. I just... You just stand there in awe, you know? Like, for the first, you know, couple of songs, they're fun, you know? And then you're just mesmerized.
How are they still doing
that? Yeah, how are you still playing at this energy level?
Yeah.
But I don't know, they did announce they signed a Metal Blade, so they're not on Relapse anymore, and they're already coming out with a new album later this year. I think set for a fall release on Metal Blade. So they played a new song on that set that fucking ruled. He's like, when he prefaced it, he's like, I'm pretty sure this is the heaviest song ever written.
Oh, nice.
And it was, like, so fast and so, like, I mean, even, like, Legs was there, and both of us were just like, fuck.
Yeah.
By the time that song was done, so it's going to be, that new album's going to be fun. Yeah. So, then Carnifex got up there, everyone's favorite band to hate. They did a good job. You know, lots of breakdowns, lots of 808 drops. You know, what can you say? But you know, they closed out with my favorite song from them, which is "Hell Chose Me." And that, I don't know why, I'm a sucker for breakdowns, and that one has just like the sickest, one of the best breakdowns ever. So, and then Whitechapel got up there, and it's the same thing with Whitechapel. Like it, I'll be honest. Like I don't think, when it comes to the Carnifexes and the Whitechapels and the I Declare Wars of the World, like I legitimately couldn't, if you just had their live set in front of me, and you just played it front to back, I probably wouldn't know. Save for the one Carnifex song, because I recognize that right out the gate. The Hell Chose Me, but anything else, like I don't fucking know.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. It's like it's an at the gates riff. It's a breakdown. It's a bass drop. It's a growl. Like I mean. Like it's just, it's formulaic and it's basic. And your elitist side of you like wants to hate it, but your angry adolescent side still really enjoys it because it's basic. You know what I mean? You just have that visceral reaction to it. So for me, between Carnifex and Whitechapel, like I said, unless they told me what song it was, I'd be like, I don't know. But there's still like an energy to it. You know what I mean? There's still just that. You know, I mean, it's fucking like, I mean, fucking Phil Bozeman from Whitechapel. Fucker's what? 5'4"? Probably 110 pounds soaking wet. But that fucker can, like, vocally just bring it. You know what I mean? Like, fucking, they played, it's one song off of their second album, and he prefaced it. He's like, oh, it's this, I think it's called Incantation. I gotta pull it up here, because it's gonna drive me nuts. Possession. That was close. But it has this like really fast like vocal thing. Here, hold on, I'm just gonna play a sample of it. Fuck it. There's a couple of spots where he's just doing that rapid fire, you know, and he's so fast. I think there's one other song on the new album where he does that, where it's just, I think it's the third track on the new album, where he just does that ultra fast vocalization, and you're like, what the fuck? Like,
it's good to have that diversity, man.
Yeah.
Mix it up.
Yeah. So, but like I said, so for me, it's not necessarily that, oh, they played my favorite song. It's just, it's like, at that point, because I can't tell the difference. You know, like I said, unless they call it out. But just the energy they play with and just the enthusiasm, like I still get goosebumps watching them, because it's just so, it's just that wall of sound that hits you, and just that aggression and just that raw energy. And it's just, so.
I think it's been like 6 years since I've seen them.
Really?
Yeah. And I mean, I saw them, when did I see them? I think it was it might have been 2010. I think it was after the third one came out, The New Era of Corruption. And they played at the Sheep, and I remember being slightly bored. You know what I mean? And maybe it was just because, I think they were like the third band on, and it was, That stage was just backlined to shit, so I don't think they had a whole lot of room to maneuver. You know,
there's one downside to like big shows at the Black Sheep is that the band seems smaller than what they are sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, it's an intimate setting, but at the same time, when if you got like a 6-band bill and everyone's huge and no one wants to sound check and I mean, I remember that stage just looked cramped because it was like literally backlined to hell.
Yeah,
this one was still backlined, wasn't so bad, but at least they were like the co-headliner, so they had. They had some room to breathe, you know, so they had their own set, you know, so when all that came down, then Devil Driver put their stuff up and whatever. But it was just, it was a different energy, you know, versus when I saw them at the Sheep. So this show for me was a lot more entertaining just on that level, you know, just kind of seeing them in a bigger venue where the sound and they had a little more room to breathe, you know. So that was enjoyable. The Devil Driver, fuck yeah, never disappoints. I did hear some chatter that Dez was getting ripped apart on Twitter because apparently he was instructing the venue bouncers to kick people out that were hardcore dancing.
Oh, really?
So I guess people were getting like thrown out at this show, and huh. I guess people were taking issue with that. So I didn't see anybody get thrown out. I didn't see some violent moshing. Holy shit.
Wow.
For everybody.
Yeah.
From Fit for an Autopsy, and I thought for sure this group, you know, that everyone would kind of lose their enthusiasm, and they fucking, I kept seeing the same guys. I actually had to laugh, because there was this one idiot, this fucking just, you know, typical meathead, you know, guy's about probably 5'8", shirt off, you know, yeah. Camouflage shorts. He's got, I don't know what kind of hat he was wearing, because it looked like a baseball cap, but the brim was shorter, and it was, like, turned up in the back.
Oh, I know what you're talking. I've seen those.
Yeah. It wasn't like a Fidel hat, but it was like a, or like an army cap. It was like a, I don't know, but he had it turned up. So, so Rivers of Nile is playing, and he comes up next to me, and he's like trying to like nudge me into the pit. Like I'm back by the soundboard, and so he's kind of walking over. He's doing this thing, and he's like, you know, kind of nudging me into the pit, and I'm like, no, you know. And so then there was another guy who I swear looked just like him.
Same hat,
shirt off. He had a hat on, but it was a flat brim, and it was kind of turned at the 45-degree angle. And so, like, the guy walks up to him, and it was almost like watching a mating ritual on, like, Wild Kingdom, you know what I mean? Where it's like, you know, he goes up, and he's kind of trying to feel him out, you know? So it's like, you know how, like, you know how, like a great white shark will, like, go towards the girl shark to kind of feel if she's into it and if she's not, you know, and then he'll bite her a couple of times to see if she's
please
into
tell
it.
Me they were biting each other.
No biting, but it was like the elbow thing, you know what I mean? Like, and he was kind of,
hey buddy.
Well, yeah, and he was doing this thing, and he did this, and I swear to God, it was like he was peacocking. He was like, he kind of nudged me to do the shoulder thing, like, hey, you want to go?
You want to go out?
And I tapped legs, I just pointed, like, are you seeing what's happening right now? And the guy, like, rejected his advances. Like, this guy looks just like him. Like, to me, this was a match made in hell.
Yeah, right?
And he, and this fucking, he was like, nah, I'm good. Like, he wanted to be the only shirtless meathead with a dumb hat in the pit. It was like, oh, you're stealing my thing. Yeah. I don't want to do that.
I'm going to be twinsies with you.
Yeah, right? So then I started, like musing to myself, like... Like, if Homeboy, like, couldn't get that guy to go, like, maybe he would go to Tinder and, like, try to find, like, other shirtless jock douchebags to mosh with. You know, like, maybe that's his screen name, Mosh With Me, 666, Kissy Face, yeah. Like, I don't know.
DTM, right? Down to Mosh?
Right.
Need to make a shirt for that.
Yeah. That's going to my routine at some point. Yeah. At some point. I think that whole interchange. Just the movement. Like the body movement. Because it was like this thing, you know? Like, and he was kind of doing... And then he kind of nudged him with his elbow. And then he did this shoulder thing. And then he nudged him again and did the shoulder thing. It was like... It's like a mating dance. Yeah. Like, it's just fucking retarded.
That's awesome. Too bad nobody caught that on video. I know,
seriously.
Those things you, like, do
I almost did. I almost did, but I didn't want to get, like, if you saw me recording him, like, yeah. I'm like, okay, this
you'd
is awkward.
Yeah. You get that on video, you slow it down.
So you just pretend, like, you're taking a selfie on your phone. Like,
right. Right. Yeah.
Get that video, play it in slow motion with like a love song in the background. There was somebody that did that on the
Dreamweaver.
Yeah, exactly. There was something on the Chive somebody posted. It was like I videotaped my friends, my two male friends walking around the city the other day, and I I put it together in slow mo with it's like some Drake song about it's anyway with this Drake song and. Yeah, they look so gay. They told me not to do this. Doing it anyway. Like, you watch it, it is. They're just, because it's in slow motion, and they're just, like, punching each other, but it looks so gay, the song. So, yeah. Anyway, good times.
Yeah. So, I think that tour is still going, so if it hasn't hit your town yet, go see it.
Sweet. All right, we're going to play a tune from upcoming Allegiant album. I have heard awesome things. I haven't checked it out yet.
Amaze balls.
It's on deck for me tomorrow. So
what was that Twitter post? Play a song for a band called Armageddon.
Armageddon. And then some numbers.
The song title was some numbers.
Saw that. Agamemnon.
Agamemnon.
That's all, yeah, that's the band. Agamemnon. And the
song was song some, title numbers, was some numbers. And then Sirius XM replies like, oh yeah, that was a Legion and the song was this.
Yeah. Yeah. We checked out that video the last episode. It's a sweet video.
Yeah.
Really, really good stuff.
Good comedy. They actually said during, I don't know if we brought this up on the last show, but they said that when they were filming the deathcore thing, like, this, like, group of metalheads, like, drove past and saw them out there filming this and was, like calling them fags. Like,
rightfully so.
Like, you guys don't even know who that is, dude. Yeah. Like, you probably have the Allegiant CD in your car.
Yeah, didn't realize. Right, they're going to be watching that video like, wait a second, those are those fags we saw. Those
fags we yelled at.
They stop listening to them. Right? We saw them doing some gay shit, so they're probably like, yeah, fuck them.
Yeah. One of them dressed like a crab.
Let's go shirtless mosh somewhere.
Right. Nice. Yeah, DTSM, down to shirtless mosh. Nipple mosh. Down to nipple mosh.
Those are the worst dudes to brush against, too, when you're at a show, like, oh, trying to get to a different spot, and all of a sudden, like, shirtless fat guy comes walking at you, who's covered in, like, you know, like, his malt liquor sweat just, like, covers you in it, and you're like...
Oh, I got... Dude, I spent... I spent the entire... I went to that Pledge of Allegiance tour back in 2001. It was like Slipknot.
Yeah, that was in a World Arena, right?
Yeah. And I got stuck behind this like 300-pound shirtless Mexican guy during the System of a Down set. And it was like every time the crowd surged forward... I was face into Harry Man back and having to like push myself back off and then just God.
It was phenomenal too. I don't know if it was my age or what, but that show was fucking phenomenal for me because it was like the day before I left to join the army.
Yeah.
So it was like my last hurrah that I got to do, and
I had a great time at that show. That was, I mean, I think for the time, I think, because it was like 2 weeks after 9/11, and I think everyone was just really raw from that and just
needed the,
you know,
release.
Just needed that catharsis. Yeah. I remember just screaming along to every song, just fucking, I mean, just, I was like right down by the stage during Slipknot and just fucking just, you know, every time they wanted us to flip them off, I was flipping them off and I was, I was, you know, pushing people around and doing whatever. I remember... I got done with that show. I got in my car. Me and my buddy went there. He bowed out. He was like, I can't. He went back and was hanging out up on the side. But I tried to stick it out for the entire thing. We got done. I went to that 7-Eleven there on Lake and bought a fucking gallon of water and just drank almost the entire thing. I sweated out like half my body weight. But that was a powerful show. And I think it was. One thing that struck me about that was when Corey Taylor was talking about, the incidents of hate crimes being perpetuated against people of Middle Eastern descent in the wake of the attack. Mm-hmm. And he's like, you guys going to knock that shit off.
Yeah.
You know, he's like, you know, don't turn on each other. He's like, these guys are just as American as you. You know, you don't have any reason to suspect they had anything to do with any of this. So, you know, don't turn on each other. Take care of each other. You know, we're all one country and it. That really struck me, you know what I mean? Because up to that point, you know, everyone, you had your Marilyn Manson, you know, scapegoating with Columbine and stuff like that, and everyone was talking about what a bad influence Slipknot was and stuff like that. And so for him to take that message and realize that, you know, he has that power and that influence, you know, to say that, you know, and the courage to address that, like, that just really struck me when I saw that. So that was... Yeah. And I remember when that back banner dropped down. I think it was during the Heretic Anthem and that back banner dropped down and it had that huge Baphomet on it.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know why that just, like, mesmerized me.
And then up on all the stacks of amps, all of a sudden those lights lit up at 666, all, like, exploding out of it.
And fire going everywhere. Yeah, sweet. It was so awesome. And that was, like, I mean, because, like, right after that is when I started, like, kind of exploring Satanism. Like, I went out and bought a copy of the Satanic Bible and was reading into that stuff. And that was
I'd be lying if I said that wasn't the motivation. Because I just remember, I don't know why. I just remember thinking that was just a really powerful symbol. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I don't know. It just it hypnotized me. I was just, I don't know. It's a great show. Good memories.
Yeah.
Except for Harry Manbeck.
That was the, like, most intense tangent ever. I said Allegiant, and next thing I know, we're talking about, like, 9/11.
I know.
Wow. Anyway. The song we're going to play here, I don't think has anything to do with
anything we just talked about.
But, it's awesome nonetheless.
It's got drums in it.
It's got drums. Yeah.
Fake Chinas.
So this is Dyson Sphere, and again, coming up, Elements of the Infinite is the album to be released on June 24th on Metal Blade. So pick that up. Dyson Sphere is this tune, and then we get back. We'll talk about everybody's favorite topic about Deuce and T-Rex.
Yeah.
All right, welcome back. Top five songs for getting eaten by T-Rex while dropping a grumpy.
Was the lawyer really shitting? Have we ever established that?
I think his pants were on.
Were his pants on?
But he could have been shitting. I mean, he probably was.
He definitely... Right.
If he hadn't already shit within the previous, like, 5 hours, he was probably shitting at that moment. If not when the T-Rex was coming at him, but as the T-Rex chopped him in half. Yeah,
right. Because you're going to let it go.
Yeah, and if he's not going to let it go, that force of the jaws is just going to press it all out anyways.
Right, yeah. Yeah, like toothpaste.
Right. Yeah, he definitely went in there to hide, but yes, 99% chance that there was shit happening at some point on the way, you know, during, whatever, so.
Yeah.
I don't know about you guys, but this was like one of the hardest ones to fight songs
for.
Yeah, it was I don't know. At first it was a bit tricky, but then once I got in the flow of looking through the songs, I was like, oh yeah, this one's fucking great. Yeah.
I remember when the idea first came up, I was like, I'm sure Arsonists Get All the Girls will have something. And it's retarded because the only reason I thought that is because I know they have the song with the word Triceratops, and I was like, surely they got other dinosaur-related songs. And I looked through all their stuff of theirs that I have, which isn't everything. I'm like, no. So, yeah, then I was like, well, fuck. And actually, I ended up, I don't want to spoil anything, but I ended up taking out a page from the Book of Stew with my list.
You're only doing one page.
Maybe. Maybe.
Is it all Dinosaur Jr. songs? Yeah.
No. It's not. But so we'll see. Yeah. So we can get into any other thoughts you want to share before we dive in?
Nope.
Alrighty. Let's get this going. Song is Choke on It, and I'm not going to tell you the band. You guys are going to guess the band.
That's or band.
Nope, not Obituary.
What?
Nope. So we'll keep playing through. Right. I don't want to spoil it, but you might have another chance to guess the band, or maybe four more chances. Anyway, yeah, Choke on It is the song title.
So. All right.
Song by chance called I'll Bite Your Head Off?
It is!
Nice!
I don't know what gave it away.
That is Bite Your Head Off by King Parrot.
King Parrot.
Yeah, they're from, they're kind of a quirky, grindcore-ish, I don't know if I want to call them a comedy band. They're definitely silly. They don't take themselves that seriously.
Yeah, the vocals.
Yeah, like... they're from Australia. We got their album from Earsplit. Yeah, they're good times.
Nice.
Who are you to wave your finger? You must have been
the pot.
I don't know. That's decided to be a given.
Why did there so much pot? That's the one I didn't.
I don't know this.
What?
No, what is this?
You don't know this?
Uh-uh.
I just said it.
Yeah, but it didn't ring a bell. It's the pot?
Yeah, my Tool.
Oh, fuck me. Well, so it's not...
This is the best song in that album.
Which album?
10,000 Days.
Okay, I didn't get that, so...
lyrically doesn't really match it up so much. But, you know, the title is great. Yeah. The Pot.
This is such a great song.
Yeah.
No, I fell out of the Tool loop big time after Letter Alice.
Yeah.
I don't really know why, but yeah,
that was like the transition for everybody. Everybody yeah. liked it before that, kind of didn't really like it after that. And I like, I don't know, I dig it.
They did something after 10,000, whatever. What is it, 10,000 Fists or Days?
10,000 Fists.
That's Disturbed, okay. Shows how much I paid attention.
Right.
So that's the last one they did?
Yep.
Why did I think they did another one? Anyway, they're working on another one, right? Or no?
Who knows?
All right.
They're all like 50 now. I think they're all 50 and millionaires. I don't think they give a shit, right?
All right, round two.
Is Testament?
Nope.
Right, that bass good totally guess. Sounds like Testament.
Good guess, but no.
Is this Tiamat?
Nope.
Is this your band? Your secret band?
No. This is all stuff I did in my basement. You? I added in live crowd noise. No, not me. Still not going to tell you the band. You guys keep guessing.
Dimaniacal?
No. No, but... No, but the song is Spirit Crusher.
Ooh.
Because if a T-Rex is going to eat you, it's going to crush everything.
Well, yeah, and like that's the crushing your spirit. What a shitty way to die. I mean, right. I just from like experience I had out in Iraq, there was several occasions that I was taking a shit and we started taking mortars.
Really?
And it's like, how fucking great would that be? Like, if all that's left is your fucking boots sitting in a shitter. Like, just like, fuck, man, that'd be the shittiest way to go.
Yeah.
Right? Like on...
figuratively and literally.
Yeah, that is spirit crushing.
It's Unforgiven. Shoots him in the outhouse.
Yeah.
I woke up and shot him. He's taking a shit. I just... All right. That is Eaten Alive by Being Killed.
Ah. Yep.
Yeah, I was like, it being started going
right on the nose.
This is a very old school guitar riffing. Yeah. It's a really fast drumming going on. Like,
yep.
Oh, what's my next one? Let's see here. There it is. I like the use of the volume knob on the drums.
Yeah.
It turns it up.
Yeah.
Heavy?
Okay. Yep. Bittersweet Feast.
Ah.
Nevermore.
Nevermore. Fuck, why didn't I?
Oh, you said Devi. That's Devi? What I was going to say.
Oh, I thought you said Nevi, like, as no. in Nevermore.
No.
That's what I call no, Nevi. But yeah, I was thinking
Devi. Like, I know that voice from somewhere. But...
Yeah, because if you're going to eat
something... Fuck, I didn't even look through any of my Devin Townsend for anything. Fuck, why did I not do that?
I had one strapping young lad that I
yeah.
I thought might work. But I cut it.
Yeah, bitter, I'm sure...
Your lawyers are bitter.
Yeah. Well, yeah. If you're gonna have deuce in your mouth, it's probably also bitter. You
know, right. The,
anyway,
lawyer deuce.
Next up,
so much like our Obituary. What the heck?
Is this Havoc?
No. The song is Primitive Ways. Primitive stretch, I know, but... nope, still not going to tell you the band, but I'll give you a clue. It's from the same album as the first song I picked.
I'm going to be so mad when you announce it. I just know, and I'm gonna punch myself in the balls for night.
Let me get my camera ready.
Teeth by the Amenta.
Ah.
Teeth, you see.
Teeth.
Teeth.
Nothing has teeth like a T-Rex.
Right.
Right? Mandolin's been learning about dinosaurs. Did you know T-Rex's teeth were as long as pencils?
No shit.
What kind of pencils?
Right.
I don't know.
Carpenters? We're talking,
like the comically oversized ones?
the mini golf pencils?
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a good question. I will follow up and report back.
All right.
Mandolin, you don't have enough detail or in your facts. Damn it.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, don't tell me.
Static X.
Static X, right, yeah.
Push it.
Push it?
Yeah. Push it. You'd probably be doing that at that point.
if nothing else, for ammunition. You gotta, like, defend yourself.
Like a skunk, you just turn and just spray. Like a box elder bug.
Right, because you're going to be so nervous, chances are it's not going to be solid anyway.
Right,
so.
Right. Just go through your shorts like a stringer. Just.
Right. Alrighty. This may be from the same album as my second song.
Yeah.
guesses?
Death.
You're correct. Death.
I knew the vocals. I'm like, I got it. This vocal. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Good guesses all around. That'd be close, you know. But yeah, it's Death. And that song is Flesh and the Power It Holds.
Yeah.
That's how T-Rex got so big. From all the flesh he was eating, right?
That's right.
Big and powerful.
Because there were so many humans for
him to eat. Well, not necessarily weren't human
that,
flesh.
Weren't they mostly like vegetarian diets that they had?
Not T-Rex, according to Mandolin.
That's right.
He's a meat eater.
What meat did he eat?
Other dinosaurs.
The
little... The
wussy ones? Or?
Yeah.
Brontosauruses.
I think he could take down pretty much any dinosaur.
Oh, this is that new Necrophagus album that just came out finally, right?
Yeah.
And guesses, other than that?
You're going to say it, and it sounds really familiar to me.
That's Ancient's Retribution by Alter Beast.
We got that promo, man. That's why it's familiar.
You know, ancient animal, you know, and in the movie... You know, it's his retribution for being thrust into a time period in which it does not belong.
Yep. Good call.
Ancient retribution.
I take my fury out on you, creator.
Condone first degree murder. Advocate cannibalism. Eat shit!
Skinless.
Yeah.
And the song is Pool of Stool.
Yeah, again, getting back to the non-solid aspect. You know? That's awesome. You guys want to take a guess at what band before I play the song?
Why didn't we use the T-Rex speech from Step Brothers in the intro? Fuck!
Because I didn't know it was there. This isn't open
yet. Where are you on that?
This isn't opened yet.
You know, I'm shitting somewhere.
Let me redo the intro.
Just overdub it in there somewhere.
Don't lose your dinosaur. When I was younger, I wanted to be a T-Rex more than anything. Chased the neighborhood cats around. Everyone knew me and was afraid of me. And one day my father came to me and he says, Robert, it's time to put away childish things. Actually, that's not what he said. What he said is, Bobby, stop acting like a fucking dinosaur and get a job. Sorry. All
right. There you go. Now you can play that with Jared's voice.
I know, I'm going to take it
up
out.
With so they're both going at the same time now.
Yeah. Yep.
That'll be awesome. Okay. Last round, I believe.
This is opening track from our new album. This is about a scavenger of human sorrow.
Scavenger of human sorrow. Oh my gosh.
I don't mock him. He's dead.
Let's go scavenging for AIDS.
Yeah. That was the song title.
Scavenger?
The Scavenger of Human Sorrow.
I wonder if you could accomplish like a lisp with death metal vocals.
Like he just did.
Like during the vocals.
During the vocals.
Accomplish like while you're singing.
I could do it.
Murder you guys.
Armageddon. maybe not.
Seriously, you guys.
Severed organs. yeah, I can't.
You kill some guy named Steven.
Steven.
Yeah, but yeah, Human Sorrow, you know, the taking a shit, sometimes that's like synonymous with just being like sad. On the toilet, sad, right? No,
you're at your most defeated when taking a shit. Let's admit it.
I'm usually excited, especially if I'm shitting at work on the clock,
right?
Oh man, that's just a great.
That's when
feeling.
I do all my best thinking. Yeah. All right.
Nothing.
Any guesses? Band is called Whoretopsy. Whoretopsy.
W-H-R-E or
yeah.
Horror-topsy?
Horror-topsy, yeah. Horror-topsy. W-H-O-R-E, topsy.
Sweet.
Song title, wait for it, Potty Mouth.
Zing. Now all of a sudden I'm wondering why why didn't I pick an ass-to-mouth song? That kind of right. fit, right?
Right?
It all ties in.
Christ.
Potty mouth. Very good.
Yeah! Expulsion of Fury.
And if you're pushing it out like we discussed earlier, like a tube of toothpaste, it's fucking everywhere.
That's probably exactly what it sounds like, too. You know, just very the chords. So.
Like, that could be a, that happening could be a music video for this song.
Yeah, right.
You're like sloshing some dude around while there's shit spraying everywhere. Yeah. It's perfect.
So, nobody picked Living, Breathing Piece of Defecating Meat. I was sure.
You know, I was sure that song would get picked, and I was sure that Eaton would get picked.
Yeah.
Those were the two that I was like, these ones are going to end up on someone's
too
list.
Obvious.
Yeah, I did the obvious at the beginning, and I was trying to kind of work my way through to more fun.
We're better than that.
Yes. Low-hanging fruit is not our forte.
At least for more than one or two of the five. But that's where we draw the line.
That's right.
Sweet. Good work. It was fun. I know everybody was looking forward to it. Hopefully we didn't disappoint. Now how do we
I know
talk
I didn't
that?
Disappoint. You guys.
So the challenge now is how to top that. I don't know.
Yeah.
Figure something out. I'm not ready to do the shark yet.
The could shark be the, like, you know, we were discussing that concert earlier. Maybe the, top five favorite songs that you've seen live or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
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 Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Top five songs you'd like to get fucked to live.
God damn it. Veto. Those songs.
I'm just throwing it out there. Just ideas here.
If we do the shark jumping episode and don't stop the show, then the topic after that will be top five songs you want to get fuck to. What did you say in the live?
Watching your favorite songs played live? Yeah. I don't know. Or your favorite songs to see live while getting fucked at the show? By the shirtless moshing guy?
My sweat will act as lube.
I was thinking at some point to expand on Stu's take on the five bands. I don't know if this would work, but like top five bands that have covered the same song or whatever. You know what I mean? Like pick a song, then top five bands that have covered it. But I don't know if there's enough.
The top five covers of a specific song.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's enough there.
Yeah.
I think the only song that's really been like consistently covered is "Enjoy the Silence" by Depeche Mode.
Exactly what I was thinking. Right?
Everyone's so. or "Personal Jesus." I think that's the other one.
Yeah. Well, we'll come up with something.
I'll just go to an open mic night and record dudes playing. Like, yeah, these are my favorite covers. Fucking old guys at the bar.
Top five songs to fuck old guys too. God damn it. All right. Welps, in the meantime, make sure you check out metalspeak.com. We're going to try to get the ball rolling again on reviews. Going to try to do like panel style. In fact, I think we're going to do the aborted when we're done with the episode here. So look forward to that. We're going to close the show with a tune from Aaron Nande. Some friends from France. Good stuff. They've hit us up a few times. They're doing a crowdfunding thing right now to release Meliora, their last album, on vinyl. So we'll put a link on the episode post for that. If you're a vinyl person, you like Aaron Nande, throw some money at him. Anyway, this is Hidden Lotus.
And now you've listened to Metal Speak. Fuck off.